Revelation chapter 8 is on page 1477 in the Bibles provided. We'll just be taking the first 8 verses. Hear the word of the Lord. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. We have been reading through Revelation and looking at how the seals, as they were unloosed, were giving us the providence of God throughout the time of the pagan Roman Empire. We've come to that sixth seal, and now the seventh. And the seventh seal unfolds seven trumpets. So you can think about them all connected in a chain like. And on the seventh trumpet, the vials will happen. And there will be vials which follow from it. And so we have come now to the seventh seal. The sixth seal being the final destruction of the persecutors of that time of pagan Roman Empire, which ended with Constantine, of course, making it legalized in the nation. And now we have the trumpets. And what are we to say about the trumpets? The trumpets are that time of judgment upon the Christian empire. Why the Christian empire? Well, even during the time of the Christian emperors, you had a usurpation. You had a taking of Christ's authority. Christ's authority was taken first by the emperors and later by the bishops. And the way the emperors did this is they called themselves the head of the church. And they fought freedoms to do such things that would make them head of the church. Even so much so that they would be able to speak during councils and other things that would not normally be permitted in God's word. And so you're having a judgment laid out upon them as they do not declare Christ as head of the Roman Empire, but instead declare themselves head of the church and the Roman Empire. And you will have here the final thing holding back the Antichrist. It is the Christian Roman emperors. And so this time of the trumpets will slowly, bit by bit by bit, give more and more authority to the bishops as they start to reign over the emperors. And then you will have finally one bishop to stand above them all. And so, first part of this is a silence before we get into the blowing of the trumpets. What is this silence? This silence is not only to emphasize the greatness, there's going to be also a silence that happens after the trumpets and into the vials. But this silence is to emphasize something about the mediator, specifically his intercession. You'll notice the seven angels are ready to blow the trumpet. But there's one angel, almost as if they're waiting for him before they would blow it. There's one angel that approaches this altar, which is seen by John. And this altar has a golden censer where there's incense burned. He gets some fire from the altar. He is having this smoke go up from the incense burning. And it says it's the prayers of all the saints is what it represents. And then you have the same fire after the prayers go up. The same fire is gathered by the censer from the altar and thrown down to the earth. And here you have this singular angel who almost seems to be chief to the other angels. What angel would be able to have the prayers of the saints? There's only one. It's the angel, the messenger of God, his word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this angel is representing the intercession of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he is the one in control of all this. He's in control of the pagan emperors, and he's in control of the Christian emperors trying to usurp his authority, and he has the prayer of the saints, the prayer of the saints that's going up. And he also has the rod of iron to crush the nations, and he shows that authority and power as he throws down fire upon the earth. And then, after he has done this, and we've seen the beauty of his intercession as King of Kings and Lords of Lords, you have the blowing of the trumpets. The first trumpet is this hail and fire mingled with blood. As we look into the prophets, we consider such places as not only the plagues of Egypt. Think back to the plague. Oh, I wish I had more time here. The plagues of Egypt really were a judgment against the king of Egypt, right? Who was setting himself as God himself. The same thing which the Christian emperors were done. And so you're going to have here a similarity for the purpose of this. That the same judgment against Pharaoh is the same judgment against Christian emperors, which were trying to usurp Christ's rightful place. And we have here hail and fire mingled with blood cast upon the earth, taking out a third part of the trees and the green grass. We look in the prophets and we know what these things are. We can go to Ezekiel, Isaiah 30, Ezekiel 38, and we see this same exact terminology being used for God's judgment. And what happened during these times? During these times of God's judgment, such as when he separated the northern and southern kingdoms, that was God's judgment that he did that. Remember, northern Israel was the one who had false worship under Jehoshaphat, right? Son of Nabat. And this is why? It's because of this. The Lord is showing that when you start putting forth false worship, it makes a coldness. There's a hail. There's a coldness in the fire of religion. We're ought to be zealous, but instead we find a coldness. And so you have this hail mingled with the fire. You have this blood that it creates. It shows the death. It kills souls for religion to become rote, something we just do. You just come to church, right? Why do you come to church? Well, my mom and daddy bring me to church, and that's why I come to church. That's just like northern Israel. That's just like the religion which we had in the early church, where the emperors were declaring themselves as head of the church. It's the beginning of Arianism in the church. Do you know, as soon as Constantine legalized Christianity, Arianism came in like a flood immediately. And it killed souls. And it literally took over a third part of the nation at that time. Literally. There's secular historians which teach this, that the third part of the bishoprics, that in the east rather than the west, they were all but destroyed by Arianism. And there was a coldness in the hearts of the people. They started to sing hymns in the churches, hymns of how Jesus was a creature. This is the beginning of woes. This is the first trumpet, a judgment against this Christian empire. And then the second angel sounded, and there was a great mountain burning with fire. We know what this mountain is. We've seen in Jeremiah 51 and Daniel that a burning mountain refers to great leaders, leaders in the church, the mountain of Zion, contrasted with other mountains as such in Samaria. These mountains represented not only the religion, but also the religion with its leaders. And here it's burning with fire. And the fire with the whole mountain is cast into the sea. And the sea and all that's in it becomes as blood and death. What's this represent? The great leaders of the church. given over to this burning passion. This burning passion in the scriptures is either good or it's bad. Here we know the context is bad. Pride burning in their bosoms, one against the other, infighting. The church is a mess as this second trumpet blasts, and the mountains of God's leaders in his church are cast away from the Lord Jesus Christ, and they become as like blood and death, killing all in which they are cast into, whether it be the bishopric of the east or the west. If they have pride, they are causing division, and there can be no unity, there can be no peace without the Prince of Peace. And that's what happens when a nation casts off Christ, even proclaiming to be Christian. If they cast off Christ and don't name him head of the church as well as head of the nation, you have this result. This is exactly what we see in the leaders of the church during this period following Constantine, during this period of the Arian controversy. This is almost exactly what we would expect. And it's so neat how the numbers agree. The numbers agree. It was that Eastern part.